Hey, chiropractors, welcome to Modern Chiropractic Mastery with your host, Dr. Kevin Christie, where we discuss the latest in marketing, business, and professional growth with some of the leading experts in the industry. Welcome to Modern Chiropractic Mastery. Today, I'm bringing you a solo episode, and we're going to dive into one aspect of a topic that I really love. And the topic that I really love is the patient experience and really optimizing that. And we've had quite a few different types of resources for that. And we're going to continue to really talk about it often because I think it's very important to do it. And I usually will categorize the patient experience into three core aspects. One is the clinical outcomes, right? Like that's the table stakes. You got to have good clinical outcomes. Otherwise, you're just putting lipstick on a pig. And so you got to get clear on that. A lot of great resources for you to keep on getting better clinically. So that's part one. That's the table stakes. Two is going to be service. And then three is going to be hospitality. And then there's a really good book resource I recommend. And that is Danny Meyer, Setting the Table. And he does talk about the difference between service and hospitality. And today we're going to really dive into kind of an aspect of service, and it's going to be the friction-free patient experience. We're going to kind of go through a handful of things that you need to consider to try to remove as much friction as you possibly can from the patient experience. And it's just something I'm always trying to get better at, help our clients out more with, whether it's our coaching clients or mastermind or CSA. Or some one-off things. And one of the things I wanted to kind of mention before, a little bit of housekeeping before we dive into the topic today is I am very excited that we're going to be bringing MCM to Europe finally. And so for right now, just kind of save the date. It's June 20th of 2026. So if you're listening this as it comes out, this is July of 25. So a year from now, giving you plenty of notice. Basically, my family have had a goal since even pre-kids, so like 2019, to once we did have a family, we wanted to be able to take 6-week immersion trips into different cities throughout the world, probably mostly in Europe. There might be some stateside and then some others. But yeah, that's what we have been setting out to do, and we're going to make it happen. We've kind of burned the boats, as they say, on that. We've put down a big deposit on a place for over a month in the Cotswolds in England. We're going to start there, and then we'll move around different summers. Each summer, we're going to try to do that and learn about the area and kind of immerse into that area, not necessarily just eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner and vacationing the whole time. I'll be working, but sparingly. But as we do these trips, we're going to do a master class each year in that particular area that I am. And so I'm excited that we're going to be collaborating with Dr. Chris Chippendale, who's out of the UK, and just a great doc who's also helping chiropractors out. And so him and I are going to collaborate on a patient experience master class. So again, that's June 20th of 2026. Just keep that date right now. We haven't done anything registered. Him and I have a podcast coming up. There'll be more info on signing up for that. We're going to be limiting it to probably 25, 30 people. And we've already got over 10 people that have expressed interest from a Facebook post and also from our US-based mastermind group. So yeah, we're excited about that. We're going to dive into the patient experience. I'll talk more about it when I have my episode with Chris. So I'll leave it at that for right now. That's June 20th of 2026. Mark your calendar. We will be in London. So it'll be in London. We do know that. And we'd love to see you, especially our European audience that maybe I have not met yet. And hopefully we'll see you there. All right. So let's dive in. Resources. We've had Dr. Brandon Steele come and speak to our East Mastermind this past year on the patient experience. We have him speaking to our West Mastermind in 2026. So check that out if you're interested. We do have some spots in the West Mastermind group. The East is filled. We've had many guests on this podcast. Uh, we've We've definitely had one recently with Kathy Widener. So check out episode 428. And she talked a lot about the insurance aspect of that friction-free patient experience. And today I'm going to run down what we would call the revenue cycle aspect as well. Episode 235 was with Joey Coleman, and that was Never Lose a Customer Again. That's more on the hospitality side. So again, kind of three buckets of the patient experience: the clinical outcomes, the service, and the hospitality. I would say Joey was on, his book is really good in his eight phases on the hospitality side of things and really providing a wow factor for that. I think that's very, very important for sure. Let's take a break from today's episode and announce our first sponsor. This is going to be Propel Marketing and Design. I've known Darcy Sullivan for years. We've worked hand in hand on my websites. I don't trust anybody else to do this search engine optimization. She does a great job. There's so much to it. A lot of the lingo and the words are beyond my comprehension, but it's just amazing work that she does. And if you're really going to get results with Google, you have to make sure your website is SEO optimized. And I really don't want you doing it yourself as a chiropractor. So you just have to have this type of stuff done. And if you're looking to get more organic online traffic that pulls in new patients, Propel Marketing and Design is currently offering chiropractors who listen to this podcast a free SEO website review. The free review will help you uncover methods that will improve your website and boost your search engine visibility. Head over to propelyourcompany.com/chiropractor and schedule your free SEO website review. You won't regret it. She gets great results. Your website needs this. Your search results need this. Head on over there to propelyourcompany.com/chiropractor to get your free SEO website review. Another resource we had Miles Bodson of Cash Practice on the podcast, and also he came and spoke to our West Mastermind on a lot of this, of removing the friction. And, you know, payment services is a big friction point in quite a bit of practices, as we know. And so I would say that the friction-free patient experience, we did kind of a checklist with our coaching group and really work through it together. A lot of times in our calls, we add things, work together on making it a finished product, and it's a good learning experience for all of our members. And I would say the friction-free patient experience is part of that service, but it's kind of like a really advanced version of service. It almost teeters into hospitality, but I wouldn't say it does. So I'm gonna leave it at that, okay? And the way we would think about, I mean, think about when you have to schedule a doctor's appointment for you or a kid or something. I mean, it's just full of so much friction. It's, you know, no one picks up the phone, or it takes 3 days for the call back, or you can't schedule for 4 weeks, or, you know, it's just a rigmarole. You go to orthopedist and you go in there after 3 weeks of waiting, you wait in the waiting room for 2 hours. And then they say, oh, you need an MRI. So then you got to go get an MRI. Then you got to come back with the MRI disc. And then they say, oh, the MRI is fine. And then they give you a PT or medication or whatever. And so it took you 6 weeks to get any type of start to your care. And it's just so much friction involved. And how do we reduce that? Like, how do we make this really smooth? And we broke it down into three aspects. So basically the patient life cycle, and that's going to be new patients. Like, how do we make that new patient experience friction-free? And, you know, when I say friction-free, there's always going to be a little bit of friction, but how do we really aim for that friction-free? And there's going to be existing patients and then inactive patients. And I'm just going to kind of run down some things on the new patient that you want to consider. You know your practice better than anybody. And so I'm going to recommend some things on here, and I want to challenge you to look at it. Because a lot of you might say, you know, my practice, I don't think we can do that. But you probably can. And I probably could give you at least 5 to 10 examples of practices like yours that are able to do it. It might just take some teamwork and team effort to work through that. And then maybe there's just some things that aren't going to work for your practice. That's okay. But ultimately, what we find is practices that are firing on all cylinders most of the time with these can really have a great friction-free patient experience. All right, number one is online scheduling. A vast majority of your patients nowadays, they don't want to pick up the phone and call. And a lot of times they want to schedule, you know, they hurt themselves and it's Sunday at 6 p.m. and they want to get on a book. They want to know that they got an appointment. And so that online scheduling is a great way, especially if you can make sure the technology is very compatible, right? So if you've got an online scheduler, it should be compatible with your EHR scheduling. So only available appointments show up to that. And definitely, I think online scheduling is really huge. You know, there's going to be one of the things that Strategic Coach always talks about is the front stage, backstage. So there's the front stage of what the patient sees and or the customer, and there's the backstage of what makes it happen. And your backstage is going to be the technology. Like you need to bring on a technology company that has online scheduling. But then, yeah, there are going to be some things that your team members need to handle with that as well. And so you want to make sure that backstage is functioning well. And if your online scheduling is not compatible with your EHR, that's just one level of backstage that you have to worry about. And you may need to have your humans doing a lot more with that. Like we used to have online scheduling that was not compatible with the EHR. And we'd have to go in there and block out times. And if we didn't block out the time enough and someone scheduled on there, we'd have to give them a call. And like there was some, definitely some extra work we had to do, but we made it work, frankly. But now it's compatible and it's amazing, right? So having online scheduling reduces friction. You know, having your phones answered promptly and getting back to them quickly. Like we love for your phones to be answered the majority of the time, Monday through Friday, during business hours. But there's gonna be times where it can't be picked up, but is the person checking the voicemails often and getting back to people like really promptly? I think that's a big one. Too many times the phone tag situation is a problem. And I got coming down another aspect that can help mitigate that a little bit. We'll get there. But can a new patient schedule within 48 hours, right? Or a reactivated patient, can they schedule within 48 hours? That's a big friction point if they can't. If they've got, severe issue going on physically and they need to be seen and you can't see them for 6 days, like that's a problem and they're probably going to go somewhere else. And I know you may not have a solution for it right now, but it may mean you need to hire someone. You may need a CA. You may need an associate at that point. This is a problem I see a lot with practices, and we help them out a lot with this, and we've seen a lot of results with it. But if you're so busy and you can't see a patient for a week, but yet you can't afford an associate, we've got some problems there, and we got to figure that out, right? That's just a harsh reality. If you are busting at the seams, but there's not enough margin, and it's a chronic problem in chiropractic now with reimbursement, I get it, but there's ways around it. And there's strategies, but you should be able to schedule patients within 48 hours. I highly recommend that. Let's take a short break for one of our great sponsors, TrackStat. It is a new type of software plugin for your EHR that combines patient communication, marketing, automation, and statistics with patient and employee tracking. Built by chiropractors for chiropractors, it shows your team what to focus on each day. See patient visit habits, missing information, unpaid bills, insurance collection visit average, and more. Great visibility of data so you can focus on filling your office with your best patients. When you can see what your staff and patients are doing or not doing and take action accordingly, your profits naturally grow. Take TrackStat for a test drive in your office with our free trial. Not a techie, no problem, we can help. To get started, on your free trial, visit trackstat.org and watch the demo. That is trackstat.org. Moving on. And some of these, yeah, like I could spend an hour on each one of these topics. That's kind of what we do in our coaching calls is really work through that. I think we spent 15 minutes on that one topic of what do you do if you can't schedule someone out for 48 hours or if you can't get someone in within 48 hours. The next is having online paperwork. God, that saves a ton of time. And really having a good system around with your team, expressing how important it is for them to fill out the online paperwork. And if they don't, to show up to their appointment 15 minutes earlier, right? So online paperwork is huge. Short wait times. You know, you want to make sure they come for the new patient exam and they're not waiting in your reception area for 45 minutes or even 20 minutes or 30 minutes. So you want to try to limit. It's going to happen occasionally. But short wait times, if you can really peg that and get that down, that is a big friction reducer for sure. Something we recently did, and this kind of almost goes into the hospitality category, but I also think it is a friction-free part, so I put it in here, which is a welcome video. So like for my practice, it's just kind of weird. We're on North Military Trail. The north part of Military Trail is the actual street. Like there's a South Military Trail, like as you can imagine. But then our building is weird is that we have two towers and they're not connected internally. They are connected physically. And there's a north and a south building, and we happen to be in the south building. And so people know that our address is North Military Trail and they assume we're in the north building, but we're not. And there's a couple other things with parking and stuff. And so we did a nice 2-minute welcome video that served a purpose of like solving that. And we kind of made light of it and how to get to our office easier. And so we send this to every new patient. We two-way text to them this video that they can watch prior to it. And it also serves a purpose of meeting the two doctors, seeing our nice office, talking about, you know, certain things like filling out online paperwork, and then also our kind of model of care. So we want them to understand and kind of get to know us a little bit before they come in. And so consider a welcome video. We had it professionally done, brought in a videographer, made it really first class, in my opinion. And we send that to our patients. Okay. Now the next one is I'm gonna dive into a little bit, and but not fully. I did actually, if you're interested, email me kevin@modern-hockey.com. We actually do a monthly physical newsletter where we put out fresh content on the newsletter. We actually mail it to you, and it's nice, and it's very helpful in my opinion, and we've gotten good feedback on that. So email me if you want to be on that. We just need your name and mailing address for your clinic. And we've been mailing that out to over 500 chiropractors now, and it's been awesome. But I did put this month an article on this, and the revenue cycle is essentially, it's insurance billing or the CAF, your cash practice, but it's particularly in healthcare. It's the process of managing the financial aspect of patient care from initial contact to final payment collection. It encompasses all administrative and clinical functions that contribute to capturing, managing, and collecting revenue for services provided. And there's really 8 parts of this, and I'm not going to dive too much into each one, but I'll run through it, and then I'll kind of mention a couple snags that people have that impact the friction of a practice, as you can imagine. But one is patient registration and scheduling. 2 is insurance eligibility verification. You got to get that right and smooth. Charge capture, right? That's what you do as a doctor. Claim submission, payment posting, denial management, patient billing and collections, and then reporting and analysis. And 6 and 7, denial management and then patient billing and collections, where we get a lot of snags, and that impacts the patient experience. I mean, we've all fell victim to that, where you do everything right and there's insurance snafu, and then that becomes an issue between the doctor or the practice and the patient, and it's frustrating. And so you got to really dive into this revenue cycle, and that's where I want you to listen to that episode with Kathy Widener, episode 428. She dived into a lot of this, but you got to get good at this. And this is that backstage, right? Like this backstage, if done great, for the most part, never shows up to the front stage too much, right? There's no issues. When done bad, we get all kinds of issues, and you frankly don't collect enough of your money that you should. And so the revenue cycle, you got to get really good at that to have a friction-free patient experience, okay? Let's take a short break from today's episode to tell you about the best decision I've made in my clinic in the last 10 years, and that has been adding shockwave therapy to our clinic. The outcomes have been really impressive. Certain conditions we were struggling with in the past, we're now seeing results with the shockwave therapy for that. And second of all, the ROI has been really good. You know, when you make a big investment in something, you want to see a return. And we're seeing that return in clinical outcomes and in our investment. And that's been really nice to see. I chose Keenest Medical for 4 reasons. 1 is the technology is top notch. You have to have great technology. There's a lot out there that isn't quite up to snuff. The second thing is they have a really good clinical training. They have an exclusive partnership with Academy of Shockwave Excellence so that you can become clinically proficient in shockwave. You do need to get skilled at it. I think that's a big differentiator between practices that are getting great results and seeing the ROI, is they have a great clinical aspect to that as well. So you want to get trained appropriately. Third is they have in-house service team for all of your technical support, which is key when you're investing in a machine like this. And then lastly, they have a very in-depth marketing and business support for you so that you can launch this into your practice effectively, that you can get that ROI on it, that you can get the clinical outcomes. And they also have really good financing options if you need that. So go to kinasmedical.com, KINASmedical.com, mention MCM podcast and receive a free Shockwave in practice book with a purchase of a unit. So that's kinasmedical.com, KINASmedical.com, and mention MCM podcast. All right, moving on. Scheduling the entire treatment plan out in advance, right? So you get a new patient comes in, you're going to see them 2 times a week for 4 weeks, whatever it is. My recommendation is to have your team up front have the bandwidth to schedule that entire treatment plan out. We coach on this all the time. First learned it from Jay Greenstein, and it really helps with them getting the preferred days and times that works for them, so they're less likely to cancel or reschedule. Because if you're so busy, right, some of the people can't fit people in, and you're trying to schedule their appointment each time they come in, and they, you know, and it's Tuesday and you got to see them on Thursday or Friday, but you're already booked up and you try to squeeze them in somewhere and it doesn't really work for them, that's a problem. And so you want to get your patients, it might take a little bit of time up front, but if you get the majority of new patients scheduling their treatment plans out, guess what happens when they check, when they're done with their treatment, they just, you know, they're done. Which takes me like into the next one is having the payment stored on file. Stored payments is amazing. We use that in our practice and so many of our patients, because they schedule the treatment plan out and they store their payment on there, they're basically waving goodbye when they check out and they don't have to come check out anymore. So when you get that up front on that new patient, it makes the rest of their visits over that month or whatever a lot less friction filled, right? They're not checking out and have to take their card out and pay and then schedule and figure out their calendar and doing all that. So definitely recommend that. Okay. Consider with your cash patients, maybe some short treatment plan packages, you know, 8-10 visits, payment plan options, things like that to remove the financial friction that might happen. And we could dive into the whole thing there, but that's really what I would recommend with your new patients. And then other existing patients, some of it's the same, you know, short wait time in the office for each visit. This other one here, I really believe is a big one, is two-way texting service. So like, we've gotten a point now where the one we use through our computer or front desk, like we're just communicating with our patients through text a lot now, whether they're, you know, they're 5 minutes late, we say, hey, Mary, just making sure you're making your 3 p.m. appointment. She texts right back, oh yeah, on my way, just in the parking lot. We two-way text that welcome video. People two-way text us to schedule their visit. Hey, do you guys have anything open today at 4 o'clock for an adjustment? Things like that. So we're two-way texting with our patients through this service quite a bit, right? We're really doing a lot with that. You know, existing patients, again, online scheduling helps, payment stored on file, seamless referrals. Like, can you refer out of your practice really easy? You know, you get the point now. We use our CSA digital dashboard, and we have all our providers, doctors, performance coaches, anybody on there. And if I need to send Mary to the orthopedist, I just Slack message my front, say, hey, can you get Dr. So-and-so's information there? She goes on the dashboard and then copies the information off there and then two-way text it to the patient now for a seamless referral, which is great. Are your exercises that you give to your patients, are they accessed digitally somehow to where they have their home exercise program, at their fingertips, right? Is your staff and doctors getting back to patients on their particular needs, right? Are you sending them for an MRI and there's a snafu there? Is a patient calling as a question and it's a long time patient of yours? Are you getting back to them? Maybe patient emails you something and you're doing that. Like, are the doctors and the staff doing a really good job of getting back to their patients when needed? Okay. I think that's a big one, right? And with your inactive patients, it's a lot of the same stuff. I think one of the things I've added to this is access to your health education. Like, are you creating a lot of good health education content that they're able to get through email and through social media and through different formats to stay updated on the latest in health? And I think that's a big part of what you can do as a chiropractor, to be more to them than just when they're in your practice. And can you provide them with value even when they're not in your practice? And I think that's important. So that's most of what we went through in our coaching call on the friction-free patient experience. My challenge to you is to kind of do an audit of where the friction points are for your new patients and for your existing patients, and tackle it diligently. It'll go a long way. If you get the clinical outcomes right, you get really good service and it's frictionless, and you start to then layer on really cool hospitality things, you will have a remarkable patient experience, and you will increase your referrals to your practice, and you can spend less money on other things like marketing, although you should be spending money on marketing. But really good practices that are doing well with this spend some money on marketing, but not have to spend a ton and get a ton of referrals with it. So I hope that was helpful for you. That is the friction-free patient experience. And if you need more help with it, we challenge you to consider coaching. And we feel like we're doing a great job on this front, as well as others. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. And if you want to make the shift from busy, broke, and broken to time-free and cash-confident, or you just want to continue with the exponential growth, check us out at modernchiropracticmarketing.com. Look at the MCM Mastery tab, watch the short video on there, and check out what we are doing now for evidence-informed chiropractors. We are equal parts coaching and marketing done for you. Yes, you shoot some videos, we help you with campaign strategies and ideas and really become a thought leader in your community. You shoot those videos, you send them to us, we produce, edit, and brand them to you. Then we distribute them through all of your channels. We also take them and we turn it into one good blog per month. And every other month, we have Darcy Sullivan producing a robust blog with a topic that you pick from her database to help with your SEO. So we essentially become your content marketing agency to make sure your practice is always having ethical, elegant content marketing to help grow your practice. On the coaching side, we also help you with everything from marketing ideas to business, communications, finances, anything practice growth, and really try to help prevent you from being stuck on that island. And we hold you accountable. We have a great group of doctors that are just doing amazing things, and we look forward to help you out to take that next step in your practice. So again, check us out at modernchiropracticmarketing.com and learn more.